Welcome to installment 138 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 119, relating to Neter Ravai, the law regarding the fruit of a tree in its fourth year of growth. As we have learned on another occasion, fruit from the first 3 years of a tree's growth is called Orla, and this fruit may not be eaten. In the fourth year, the fruit is not entirely considered to have lost its prohibited value. Only in the fifth year may one use this fruit as one wishes. In the fourth year, this is called Neter Ravai. Ravai coming from the word Reva, Revi, meaning the fourth. This is something which has grown in the fourth year. In the fourth year, this must be eaten as Maiser Sheni is eaten. As we have learned in the previous few days, the law of Maiser Sheni, the second tithe, which must be taken from a harvest, is that the fruit or the grain or whatever the produce is must be brought to Jerusalem and eaten within the confines of Jerusalem. If one is unable to do so, one must redeem these fruits, this produce, and take the money to Jerusalem and eat it there. This same law applies to Neter Ravai, to fruit of the fourth year. It also must not be eaten outside the city of Jerusalem. Either the fruit must be brought to Jerusalem, any fruit which grows in the fourth year, and this fruit eaten in Jerusalem, or if a person is unable to do so, he redeems the fruit, adding on one-fifth of its value, and takes this money to Jerusalem and buys food with it in the city of Jerusalem. This law, this positive commandment 119, is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 24. The verse states, regarding fruit which grows in the fourth year, Yieh kol piryei kedesh hilulim Hashem, that all of the fruit shall be holy, and it shall be something for which God is praised, a way of praising God. This, that it is Kadesh, is explained by the Rambam as referring to the holiness, the level of holiness of Maiser Sheni, the second tithe, meaning that it must be eaten in the city of Jerusalem. Our sages predict that a person's reaction to having have lost the produce of this tree for 4 years, a person might look back and say that he has put all this work into the tree for naught. He has cultivated and worked on this tree for 4 years and has not been able to eat the fruit, at least as he would like. Therefore, God adds in the verse 25 that as a result of his not eating the fruit for the first 3 years and taking the fruit of the fourth year and eating in Jerusalem, that the person will get a blessing in the produce of the coming years. As the verse states, in the fifth year you may eat its fruit and thus increase your crops. From this we learn that there will be an increase for that fifth year and all coming years as a result of this person's keeping the commandment, keeping the mitzvah of Neter Ravai. And the verse concludes, I am Hashem, that I am the one who can promise that your harvest will be a prosperous one, that since you fulfill my mitzvahs and do my will, I can be counted upon to fulfill my end of the deal. Our sages also compare this act of preserving the tree for the first 3 years and not utilizing its fruit and sanctifying the fourth year to the way in which a person must bring up their child. That the first 3 years of a child's life, the child is not yet verbally active. He is inarticulate and therefore cannot spiritually grow in a full manner, just like the trees of the first 3 years, which are considered orla and may not be used. In the fourth year, once the child begins to develop verbally and mentally, his fruit shall be holy to Hashem, meaning the person should use all of his new abilities to consecrate him to the study of Torah and for serving God. Then in the fifth year, the parents, after investing the fourth year fully to the sanctification and consecration of the child, will see the fruits for themselves. The child will begin to read verses from the Torah and go on his way, his path of growth in the study of the Torah and performance of the mitzvahs. This is like the fifth year, when the fruit is allowed to be used by the farmer for his own purposes. Our sages declare that the reward for observing the laws of Orla the first 3 years and the law of Neter Avai for the fourth year contains a very great reward. That since it's a very difficult commandment to fulfill, a person gets reward commensurate with the effort. Since a person puts so much effort into the growth of this tree and caring for the fruits and is unable to use them, he is enduring great hardship in having to nurture the tree these first 3 years. And then even after that, the fourth year, he is also unable to utilize it. Therefore, he gets a great reward as a result of his tremendous effort and his tremendous self-control. In addition, we learn that we reach a level higher than that of Adam HaRishon, of the first man, through fulfilling this commandment. That Adam HaRishon was prohibited from eating from the tree of knowledge. And Adam HaRishon was unable to control himself. He did not have the patience to be able to wait for the extra hour and not eat from this tree. In addition, had he waited that extra hour on that historical Friday afternoon, he would have been able to make Kiddush on the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, of the tree of knowledge. And nevertheless, he was unable to control himself. Where our control is not only a matter of hours, our control is a matter of years. And therefore, through the fulfillment of these mitzvahs, we reach a level even higher in a way of that of Adam HaRishon, the first man. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam mentions another technical aspect of this commandment, which shows its unusual quality in comparison with other sanctified forms of offerings. He quotes the Sifri, which says that after the Torah gave as a gift all of the holy offerings to the Kohanim, the priestly class, it gave an exceptional pasuk, a verse saying that every person, ish, v'ish es kadoshav, lo yiyu, that some holy offerings do belong to him. And these exclude six different types of offerings which the person himself is allowed to consume and must not give to the Kohen. They include the sacrifices of a toda, thanksgiving offering, shlamim, peace offering, Pesach, the paschal lamb, Maaser Behema, and the tenth of one's animal flocks. In addition, the plant offerings of Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, which we discussed over the past few days, and Neter Avai, the fruit of the fourth year, which is today's commandment. That these are the exceptions of sanctified offerings, which nevertheless are not given to the Kohen, but are eaten by the person himself. The many details of these commandments are discussed in the tractate Maaser Sheni in the last chapter.